This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Friday, September 27th. Hams sold 6,000 hogs Thursday, selling a range of 202 to 215 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,900 head, selling in a range of 202 to 216 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, September 28th are Ole West 2020, 205.20, Ole West 2021, 219.10, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 203.23, Hams Cash, 201.23, Thunder Creek Brick Co., 204.67, and High Life Cash, $215.48 per CKG. Hams Cash Hog price today is up, and four contract prices open mixed this morning. On Thursday, Canadian dollar is down 3 basis points, with the daily exchange rate 1.3474. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74.18 cents U.S., The quarterly hogs and pigs report was published yesterday, and traders' reaction to the report started today, with lean hog futures trading in a mixed pattern at the open. Generally, the report was mixed. However, the big surprise was in the individual but heavier weight categories. For the 180-pound plus weights, USDA reported a massive 3.1% increase relative to expectations. The good news is that almost all these hogs have been slaughtered already, but it does in part explain the relatively large slaughter levels seen recently. The 120 to 179-pound hogs that should be marketed over the next 6 to 8 weeks came in 2.1% above pre-report expectations. Take-home message, there will be a lot of hog supply available between now and December, but there was also some bullish information. The next two weight categories came in 1.5% and 1.9% lower than expectations, respectively. An almost 5% swing between the 50 to 119 and 120 to 179-pound categories will almost certainly not develop that abruptly, and instead will be more organic during the transition, but that is what the numbers suggest today. Other bullish values include pigs per litter, 0.9% higher than last year, but well below the gains seen in the previous three reports, and 0.2% lower than expectations. December to February farrowing intentions, 0.8% below last year and 1% below expectations, and hogs kept for marketing, which were 0.1% below expectations.